Gentlemen, the secret word tonight is tree, T-R-E-E.
Really?
You bet your life! It's Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood and brought to you by the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers. The dealers who now have on display the outstanding 1954 DeSoto transmission and the all-new 1954 Plymouth, your best buy in the low-priced field. More about the remarkable 1954 DeSoto later in the show. Listen for it. And now, here he is, the one, the only...
He's a real cool cat. Oh, that's me. Huh? Well, here I am again with $1,000 for one of our couples.
Groucho, we have a young married couple for you, Mr. and Mrs. Leslie Townley. Would you come in, please, and meet Groucho Marx?
Welcome, youngsters, for the DeSoto Plymouth dealer. Say the secret word and you'll win $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. Mr. and Mrs. Leslie Townley, eh? Well, you're a fine-looking couple.
Thank you.
What's your hometown, Mr. Townley?
Santa Barbara, California.
Santa Barbara?
Yeah. Huh?
And Mrs. Townley, where are you from?
Well, I was born in a little town 93 miles west of Minneapolis called Olivia, Minnesota.
Oh. Is that near Olivia de Havilland?
No.
There is a town like that. Where? Minnesota. Let's see. That's near what? Duluth?
Around in there, yes, Groucho.
Nice to shovel snow up there. It's the only way we could get the people in the theater. No, really. The snow was that high and nobody could get to the box office. In addition to that, we had a very bad show. How old are you, Mrs. Townley?
I'm 19.
I'll call you Olivia. Is that your name?
No, my name is Patricia. Oh. You may call me Pat.
I thought you said you came from Patricia, Minnesota.
No, Olivia.
Oh, Olivia. Your name is Patricia.
Yes, Mr. Marx. Oh.
Mr. Townley, how old are you?
I'm 22.
22. Oh, fine-looking boy.
Thank you.
I can't call you Mr. Townley. That's too formal. What is your first name again?
It's Burl, but I don't like Burl, so people call me Les.
You don't like Burl?
No, not particularly.
You don't like Uncle Milty, you mean? Well, you're married now, huh?
Yes.
What do you think of matrimony now that you've been snared?
Well, I think it's fine, Mr. Marx. It gives one a sense of responsibility and
sure
prestige.
Does, yeah.
All the things that go along with married life.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been married?
6 weeks.
Well, that certainly explains your attitude about marriage. You're certainly qualified to be an authority on the subject. Where did you go on your honeymoon, Pat?
To Carmel, up by Monterey, up the coast.
Did you go together?
Yes, we did.
That's beautiful up there, and they have some of the finest golf courses in the world. Did you know that?
Yes.
Did you play any golf while you were up there?
No, Mr. Marx.
You must have had a pretty dreary time, didn't you? Let's find out something about your romance. How did you meet this fellow, Pat?
Well, I had come to work out at North American on the 15th of April.
North American what?
Aviation Incorporated.
Oh.
Out in
Downey.
Oh,
you're a flyer?
No, that's a North American Aviation Incorporated where they build these ships and different planes.
And did you know he was working there?
Well, not at the time. I didn't even know he existed, but I went out there and met him 2 days after I had been there, and he
met me. Fast worker, isn't he? Yeah?
He met me formally and kept asking me to go get a Coke, and I had heard that he was married and had 4 children. So I ignored him. And
well, how did who told you that he was married and had 4 children?
Well, a girl that sits next to me, her girlfriend used to work with him, and I guess she got it all wrong.
Well, do most of the young fellas at North American have a wife and 4 children?
Well, not all of them. Most of them are single, but there are a lot of married men out there.
With 4 children?
Well, I don't know about 4, but they have children.
Mm-hmm. Don't you like children?
Oh, I love them. I'd like to have 4 myself.
Well, get back to North America. Huh? Well, Les, I'm curious. How soon after you first saw Pat did you get engaged?
6 weeks.
6 weeks?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that rather precipitous?
Well, no. When the right girl comes along, it hits you like a ton of bricks. In my estimation.
I know what you mean. A girl hit me like that just the other night. Only she used real bricks. I made a barbecue out of them. Put the girl in them, huh? Real hot mama, this kid. Well, you're a real nice young couple, and I hope you're going to be very happy together, and I'm sure you will be.
Thank you.
And I'd like to see you win a lot of money tonight, so let's get started. All you have to do is run your $20 into more than our other couples, and you'll get a chance at the big money. Let's see how high I can bid you $20. You selected songs mentioning some part of the anatomy as your category. Now, here's your first question. How much of the $20 will you bet?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All of it.
All of it. One answer between you now. Give me the title of this song. Play, Mr. Fielding.
Smoke gets in your eyes.
Yes, it does. I'm smoking constantly.
Yeah. Well, you're off to a good start. You have $40.
Here's your second question. Now, how much of this sum are you going to bet this time?
All of it.
Let's see if you can identify this one. Play, Jerry. Take a guess.
I think they stood still.
What's the rest of it?
My heart stood still.
My heart stood still.
Yeah. You now have $80.
Here's your third question. You have $80. Now, how much are you going to bet?
All of it.
All right. All right. Play it, Jerry.
Time on my hands.
Now have $160.
How much will you bet?
All of it.
Let's go all of it.
All of it? Yeah. All right. What is the title of this song?
Dainty Fingertips.
All right, what have you decided upon?
Dainty Fingertips.
Leaves in the Sun.
What? No, you've got some of the lyric, but you haven't got the title. I'm sorry. It's Lazy Bones by Johnny Mercer and Hoagy Carmichael.
That's a shame. You've lost all your money.
Well, we can't let you leave here broke. I'll give you one more question. You get this right, and you'll split $25. How many barrels in a double-barrel shotgun?
Two.
Two is right. I'm sorry you didn't win more money.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to tell you about the 1954 DeSoto Automatic with new PowerFlite fully automatic transmission. Why is it called the Automatic? Because the 1954 DeSoto is a car planned and built to carry out your sudden orders instantly, silently, and safely at any speed. Driving the 1954 DeSoto Automatic with PowerFlite transmission is driving at its finest. No clutch, no shifting gears. Just the turn of a key and you're ready to drive. And of course, in the 1954 DeSoto Automatic, you also enjoy the benefits of DeSoto full-time power steering. The power steering that works for you all the time. DeSoto power brakes to do over half the work of braking for you. And scores of other DeSoto automatic features. And then from a beauty point of view, this 1954 DeSoto Automatic is a real dream car with an unusual and beautiful new treatment of the grille, bumpers, and headlights, and a gleaming massiveness that says, here's beauty that's built to last. There's a really fine, clean-cut, modern look to the whole car that comes from its long, really low, wide lines and the clean flow of its styling. This year, drive and own a car designed specifically to carry out your orders instantly, silently, and safely at all speeds. This is the car. the stunning 1954 DeSoto. First car ever to deserve the name automatic. Tomorrow, first thing, go to your nearest DeSoto Plymouth dealer. See and drive the 1954 DeSoto Automatic. And remember, DeSoto puts you ahead automatically. We have a housewife, Groucho, Mrs. Joan Twitchell, and her partner is a man who runs a restaurant, Mr. John Anthony. So, folks, would you please come in and meet Groucho Marx?
Welcome to You Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. Mrs. Joan Twitchell, you're married, I take it, huh?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that, then. How long have you been married?
9 years.
9 years. I'm even sorrier to hear that. Joan, let's see. Where'd you say you're from? Minnesota?
No, Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada.
Oh, well, that's right near Minnesota, isn't it? That's pretty cold country up there, isn't it?
And very hot.
Did you ever see me up there at the Orpheum Theater?
No, I don't believe so. I was pretty young then.
Well, I... I was pretty young then, too, you know. This is about 100 years ago. I used to go tobogganing up there between matinee and evening. What sort of work does your husband do?
He's main floor manager for the largest department store in the world, under one roof. That's the J.C. Penney Company.
Oh. Where'd you meet him?
Well, back in the days when Tarzan was an idol of the children, we used to play in the back on castor bean trees.
On what?
Castor bean trees.
Mr. Anthony, you haven't said anything. You've won yourself $50. And you've been jabbering here, and you won $50. You ought to get $75, and you ought to get $25. You salted that away. Well, now you're Mr. John Anthony, eh? Are you John J. Anthony, the fellow who solves people's problems?
No, I'm not. My son is John J. Anthony.
Oh, how old is he?
He didn't solve any problem. He's 2 years old.
Did you name him after Mr. Anthony of the court fame?
No, we didn't. No.
You didn't, huh?
That's your name, after too. After me and his uncle.
His uncle, huh? What line of work are you in, Mr. Anthony?
I own Barney's Beanery.
What was that?
I own Barney's Beanery.
You own Barney's Beanery and your name is Anthony?
Yes.
Where is this beanery?
It's out at 8447 Santa Monica, block and a half east of La Cienega.
Oh. Have you ever eaten in there?
Seldom.
Why did you pick on Barney's Beanery for a name?
Well, Barney's Beanery, it's an alliteration and euphonious.
I'll be glad to. What's your number, huh? That's pretty fancy lingo, isn't it? He probably talks that way to keep the customer's mind off the food. Has this place always been there, this beanery?
We've been there since 27. Before that, I was in Berkeley, where I catered to the boys at the University of California.
Didn't you want any women in this place?
Well, at that time, I was a little naive and a bit younger. And I thought it wouldn't pay. I thought they'd just come in and get a little salad or a small sandwich and clutter up the place for most of the day. So we just kept it for the men.
Your impression was that women don't eat?
It was at that time.
Have you taken one out since then and learned the real truth?
I certainly did. I learned the real truth since then.
Well, I'm glad to see there's one man in Hollywood who's using the old bean, Bonnie. Now, let's cut out the chatter and see how much you can make in the quiz, because it's time to play You Bet Your Life. You run your $20, no more than our other couples, and you'll get a chance at the big money later.
In the race for the $1,000, the newlyweds lost all their money. The secret word is tree.
Now, here we go. Let's see how high I can build your $20. You selected insignia and rank of the Army and Navy as your category. Here's your first question. How much will you bet?
How much is the 20?
You have $20. How much are you going to bet? And talk it over and decide on one sum between you.
$1,995.
What is the rank of an Army officer wearing a silver eagle?
Colonel. Colonel.
Colonel? Colonel is right. Talk right up.
You now have $39.95.
Now, how much of this sum are you going to bet on your second question?
$39.90.
All right. What is the... There's a fly in the microphone.
Oh.
I don't want him to hear this answer. That's it. What is the rank of a naval officer wearing one star?
He's a line officer.
If you don't know, guess.
Admiral.
No, I'm sorry. It's a Commodore.
Well, now I have 5 cents.
All right, how much of the 5 cents are you going to bet?
4 cents.
4 cents. What is the rank of being a silver...
Commander.
Commander is right.
You now have 9 cents.
How did you figure that so fast, man?
Oh, it was easy.
Here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much of the 9 cents are you going to bet?
8 cents.
What is the rank of an army officer wearing 2 stars?
Adjutant general.
No, it's a major general. For whom is a Murphy bed named? Murphy is right, eh? Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers. Okay, George, who's next?
Well, Groucho, we invited some building maintenance men to the program tonight, and our audience selected Mr. Harvey Lugach to be on the show, and his partner is Countess Katja von Beerholm. So, folks, would you please come in and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome, welcome for the DeSoto Plymouth dealers. Say the secret word and you'll divide $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. Let's see, a building maintenance man and a countess, eh? Which one is the countess?
That's me.
Oh, well, it's an honor to have you here, countess. May I kiss your hand?
If you like to.
How do you know I won't bite?
I don't think you would bite me.
You don't know me, Countess. Well, let's find out something about you, Countess. You seem like a charming lady. To begin with, what is your full name? I'm much too informal to keep calling you Countess.
My full name is Katja Elsa Anna Maria Cecilia Johanna Henrietta de Blanche Spangsbull van Beierholm.
Well, let me know when you reach Kansas City. I want to see what Truman's up to. Where'd you get all those monikers, Countess? Off a string of Pullman cars?
No, off a string of grandmothers and great-grandmothers.
I see. Well, Countess, would it be Lays Majesty if I asked your age?
No,
that's
not
French
at all.
For I'm a nosy rat.
I'm 40.
40?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're a fine-looking girl. Where are you from, Countess?
I was born on an old estate in the countryside in Denmark, not far away from where Hans Christian Andersen was born.
Oh. Could you tell us something about your childhood as a countess?
Oh, yes. I had a wonderful old historical castle, and I spent time riding my horses and playing in the garden.
Well, I'm convinced you're the real McCoy, Countess. Not only the real McCoy, but you're also Anna, Maria, Gretchen, Knackwurst, and Sauerkraut. And I'm still going to get off at Kansas City and see what Truman's up to. Mr. Harvey Doglatch. Is that right?
No. Lugach.
Oh, Glugach, huh? Sorry, I've been ignoring you. No, just what is it you do? That isn't the daytime.
Well, I'm a manager at the Los Angeles Window Cleaning and Maintenance Company.
Oh, what kind of a company is that, exactly?
Well, we do janitorial service and window cleaning for office buildings, banks, various establishments. Banks.
You're welcome. What are some of the problems connected with cleaning a big office building?
Well, of course, the most important problem, the biggest problem we have is personnel. The secretaries on the in these particular jobs, they're generally the messiest of all. They'll put lipstick on the desks and makeup on the walls.
I thought they put lipstick on the boys.
No.
You mean that the women are sloppy?
Yes, and they're generally the ones who complain the most, too.
Do you think men are neater than the women?
Oh, yes, much.
You do. Do you agree with that, Countess?
Oh, yes. I think so. I think he's right.
You're not making a play for him, are you?
He's married.
How do you know he's married? Are you married?
Yes, I am.
Now, how did you know he was married?
Oh, I just guessed that Amanda looks so well as he does, has such a nice position, he must be married. Men like that doesn't go around loose.
What about me? I'm loose. Countess, I don't mean to get personal, but would you be interested in matrimony?
Oh, I would like to marry. Absolutely.
Oh, brother, I may not have to come back to work next week. What sort of fellow would you be interested in? A man of experience? Dashing?
Yes.
Debonair?
Yes.
Suave?
Yes.
Crooked? I mean clever?
Yes, very much.
Yes, eh? Next week when people see me, they'll start bowing and scraping. You know? One more thing. I'm never going to mention DeSoto again. Countess, one more thing. Of course, this isn't important where true love is concerned, but do you have any dough?
I have no money. I work for a living.
Folks, go down to your DeSoto dealer tomorrow. Tell him Groucho sent you. Rush down, for heaven's sake. Be there before he opens up. Well, Connors, this is all in fun. I'd like to go on talking to you, too, but I'm sure you'd rather win some money. And right now, it's time to play your bet your life. You wouldn't take me seriously anyhow, would you, Connors?
I don't know.
Pretty good catch at that, if you can catch me. All right. Now, all you have to do for a chance at the big money is to run your $20 into more than our other couples.
In the race for the $1,000, the second couple leads with 1 cent. And the secret word is tree.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can bid you $20. You selected foreign monetary units as your category. This ought to be right up your alley, Countess. Here's your first question. How much will you bet?
Mm-hmm. All of it.
All of it. What is the monetary unit of Mexico?
Pesos.
Mm-hmm.
Pesos.
Pesos. Peso is right.
You now have $40.
You are now $40, according to Fenneman. How much are you going to bet?
All.
You going to bet all of it?
Yes.
What is the monetary unit of Italy?
Lira.
Lira is right.
You now have $80.
Is that King Lira? Lira?
No, oh. King Lira, that was in Shakespeare.
Oh, yes. Here's your third question. You have $80. How much are you going to bet?
All of it.
What is the monetary unit of Canada?
Canadian dollars.
The dollar is right.
You now have $160.
Now, how much of the $160 are you going
to
bet?
You want to bet at all? All.
What is the last chance to beat the other couple? How much will you bet?
We will bet all.
$168?
Yes.
Will you come to the gas bar, Countess?
Oh, I would love to.
And we will hang over the Casbah, shall we?
Oh, yes.
What is the monetary unit of Russia?
Rubles.
Ruble is right. Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers. Connors, you got
now
plenty
you
on the ball, huh?
Yes.
And besides, you have $320 now. And that means that the Countess and her partner with $320 in just one moment get the chance at the DeSoto Plymouth $1,000 question.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Arlene Francis here to tell you about the most wonderful new car I've ever seen, the 1954 DeSoto Automatic. The DeSoto Automatic is the one car planned and built to do exactly what you want it to do. Do it instantly, do it quietly, and do it safely at all speeds. That's a marvelous thing to know. And what a beautiful car. The gleaming new grille and chrome trim give the 1954 DeSoto a longer, lower look. The swept back fenders form a sleek, unbroken line right down to the smart new taillights. There are completely new interiors, too. The new instrument panel is in perfect harmony with the rest of the exquisite appointments. A real jewel-like instrument panel, giving you a real feeling of luxury. Take it from me, this 1954 DeSoto Automatic is a really thrilling car. A car you'll want to see right away at your DeSoto Plymouth dealers. Drop in to drive the 1954 DeSoto Automatic and enjoy a DeSoto ride, the ride that puts you ahead automatically.
The 1954 DeSoto Automatic is available in two full series. The mighty DeSoto Fire Dome V8, now 170 horsepower, and the brilliantly responsive DeSoto Powermaster 6. Here's the Countess and her partner, Groucho, the winning couple, all set for the $1,000 DeSoto Plymouth question.
Here we go for $1,000. Give you 15 seconds to decide on a single answer. Think carefully, and please no help from the audience. Here it is. A character in Sheridan's play, The Rivals, confused words that are similar in sound but unlike in meaning. She said things like, an allegory lives on the banks of the Nile. For $1,000, what was the name of this woman who murdered the King's English? Talk it over. What is the answer you two have decided upon?
We think it is Pygmalion.
No, no, that is not the right answer. It's Mrs. Malaprop. Very famous character. As a matter of fact, it's become part of the language, a malaprop. There's any misappropriation of words. So that means the big question next week will be worth $1,500. Well, they lost the big money, but how much they win the quiz, George?
They went all the way in the quiz with $320.
Well, congratulations, and thanks to both of you and to all of our contestants on the show tonight.
Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday night at the same time for the Groucho Marx Show, when the big question will be worth $1,500. And don't miss Groucho's television show, also brought to you by the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America. And remember that the dealers who sell the outstanding 1954 DeSoto Automatic with fully automatic power flight transmission also have on display the remarkable new Plymouth, engineered and built to be your best buy in the low price field. DeSoto, Plymouth, two great new cars, both products of the Chrysler Corporation.
And when you drive in, tell them Groucho sent you. Good night, folks, and remember, just be sure to see the DeSoto Automatic.
Folks, here's a reminder from the National Safety Council. When driving, keep your wits and windshield clear. You Bet Your Life, transcribed from Hollywood, is produced by John Goodell, directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith, music by Jerry Fielding. This is George Fenneman signing off with more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast. You Bet Your Life is heard by our armed forces throughout the world.